With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. The collaborative group of state and federal agencies that manages grizzly bear recovery across the greater Yellowstone ecosystem met this week. As MTBR's Ellis Julin reports, the group discussed bear conflicts, population numbers, and how to manage a growing bear population with a smaller team.
The start of the meeting began with standard name and position roll call, but permeating those introductions was a consistent acknowledgement of uncertainty. Hillary Cooley with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service explained her agency is still waiting for leadership. Their director has not yet been confirmed.
That means we don't really know what our priorities are and don't have a direction. So there's some things that are on hold, in particular with the grizzly program, but across the board until we have a director installed.
She added the agency also doesn't have a budget yet and doesn't know when that will change. The group has been hit with layoffs and early retirements as the Trump administration seeks to drastically reduce the federal workforce. Most recently, U.S. Geological Survey biologist Frank Van Manen, the team's leader since 2012, announced his retirement last month. This comes as the bear population in and around Yellowstone National Park continues to grow. The group is made up of state, federal, and tribal partners spanning across Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. The researchers estimate the population to be around 1,050 bears, and they're on the move. Biologist Matt Gould told collaborators that bears are dispersing into new areas, and with that comes more conflict.
Folks are interacting with grizzly bears for the first time, and so that's presenting new challenges for those that live and work and recreate in those areas.
196 bear conflicts were recorded in southwest Montana last year. That's a 60% increase from 2023. Despite a bump in conflicts, mortality rates remained consistent with the average over the last decade. Increased bear conflicts but low mortality counts were consistent across the region. The team's researchers attributed this to expanded outreach and education efforts, helping inform people how to stay safe in bear country. While human-bear conflicts are increasing, it remains unclear how federal agencies will be able to respond amidst ongoing staffing cuts. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.